Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And with all the very latest, it's good morning again to Darren.
Good morning, Audrey. I'm sure there's great excitement in the Midlands this morning as St Bridget's, they can start planning for their second AIB All-Ireland Club final in three seasons. They had a 4-point win against Scotstown yesterday. The Roscommon champions winning at 116 to 112 and they'll now meet Kerry's Dangany Cooch in the final. Great team performance, 9 different scores on that score sheet. Their manager is Anthony Cunningham. He's the man who's managed teams at the highest level in both football and hurling, but he was quick to tell Marty Morrissey that this group of players in his squad are a special bunch.
It's the players really and the whole panel of players in St Bridget's that have caused that. We can only do so much coaching. It's the whole panel of 30 players and they're very ambitious and were very disappointed a couple of years ago to come out the wrong side of a match that they were probably in a, you know, in a strong position in. So we're just delighted to get back and we know it's going to be very difficult against Dungannon. So yeah, just delighted now, but we will sit down during the week and start back training again and focus on how we can get, you know, get past the Gainies and Co.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with that. But let me just dwell on this game because, you know, the first 3 minutes Scotstown had the ball, but after that you seemed to find your rhythm. And once you got that goal by Brian Derwin, you seemed to gain confidence.
Yeah, I thought the goal was a huge confidence booster. Coming up here to, you know, to Cavan, it's in Ulster. We thought the match might have been in a neutral ground outside Ulster, but it didn't happen. And you know, Scotstown are a formidable side, and they were, you know, they had a tremendous year, and there's some tremendous players who have played for Monaghan for years. And we knew it was going to be very, very difficult, and it took us a while to get going. But I think we have to acknowledge the great performances. If you could have a chance, go for it.
Yeah, that's Anthony there with Marty. It's only the 5th of January and we already have our first Gaelic Games fall out. Westmeath GAA released a statement saying they're not happy with the Kilkenny hurlers who didn't fulfil their fixture in the Walsh Cup yesterday. Now, the game couldn't go ahead at the original venue at the home of the Downs, so it was moved to St Lomond's all-weather field, but it seems Kilkenny not happy with the surface. They didn't feel it was up to inter-county standard. Chelsea scored late to secure a 1-1 draw at Manchester City in the Premier League. Blow for City. Fulham also scored late to draw 2-2 with Liverpool. Brentford beat Everton 4-2. Newcastle 2-0 winners against Crystal Palace, and Tottenham played out a 1-1 draw at home to Sunderland. Now, Manchester United and Leeds drew 1-1 at Elland Road, and after the game, the United manager Ruben Amorim cast doubt on his future when he seemed to highlight some interference from behind the scenes. Here's a flavour of what he had to say.
I noticed that you receive selective information about everything. I came here to be the manager of Manchester United, not to be the coach of Manchester United. And that is clear. I know that my name is not Tuchel, is not Conte, is not Mourinho, but I'm the manager of Manchester United. And it's going to be like this for 18 months or when the board decided to change. So that was my point. I want to finish with that. I'm not going to quit. I will do my job until other guy is coming here to replace me. I came here to be the manager of Manchester United, not to be the coach. And every department, the scouting department, the sport director needs to do their job. I will do mine for 18 months and then we move on.
Yeah, that's Amorim there. These fallouts, they usually end up in only one way, not going against the manager. So let's see what happens in the next couple of days. One of my New Year's resolutions is to get around to some sports and sporting events that don't always get the limelight. And I got that opportunity yesterday to go along to round 4 of the National Cyclocross Series. This was the Connacht leg of the championship. It took place on a really impressive purpose-built track on the Fair Green in Ballinasloe. This is off-road cycling, so it's on the grass, the mud, the gravel and the pavement. A number of obstacles out in that route as well. So you need a range of skills, not just about power and endurance. You have to be able to handle your bike and these really tight corners on the mud and quick mounting and dismounting. Some great performances yesterday, but one that caught my eye and I wanted to highlight was 15-year-old Katie Turner took the honours in the under-16 race, but her performance also good enough for second overall in the senior women's national race. Katie, a rising star and setting her sights on being a pro road rider in the future.
Cyclocross is a form of cycling, and it's on the grass with lots of obstacles like boards and steps and lots and lots of corners. The course is between 2 and 3 kilometers, but it's around 7.5 minutes. And we did 4 laps today, and this course is super fun. It's got lots of slippery corners and steep uphills and descents.
You're competing at under 16 level today. How did that go for you?
That went good. We started 30 seconds in front of the women, so I tried to hold.
So these are the senior women, Katie?
Yeah, the senior women. So I tried to hold as far as I could in front of them and then race my own race and go as hard as I could.
And you won your category?
Yeah.
And you also did pretty well in terms of the overall women.
Yeah, I came second woman overall, which I'm super happy with.
Yeah, well done to young Katie. Keep an eye out for that name, Katie Turner. And what a spectacle. If you'd like to check it out, the National Championship, the final race takes place in Cavan next weekend.